With an update from cknewstoday.ca, I'm Miller Hill. News for AutoMotion, 505 Richmond Street in Chatham. Chatham-Kent police are investigating after a home invasion in Wallaceburg over the weekend. Police say three people broke into a residence with weapons early Sunday morning and threatened the homeowner while demanding money. The victim was taken to hospital for minor injuries. Anyone with information is asked to contact police or Crime Stoppers. The investigation is ongoing. You may see added security measures in council chambers the next time you visit the Civic Center. Council members are set to review some recommendations for additional safety measures, which include having security guards continue to oversee the meetings and reconfiguring council chambers with some more physical barriers in place. Council is also expected to vote on a staff recommendation tonight to make the seasonal patio program in Chatham-Kent permanent. Staff are recommending that if it does become a permanent program, they would add an administrative fee. Sexual assault is on the rise in Chatham-Kent. Officials at the Chatham-Kent Sexual Assault Crisis Center say it's increased 20% year over year and less than 10% of cases are actually reported. Executive Director Linda Sillier says they're trying to raise awareness for Sexual Assault Awareness Month in May.
We're trying to get people committed to becoming good allies for women in this and for trans people and non-binary people who are affected at a disproportionately high rate.
A flag raising will take place at the Civic Center tomorrow in Chatham at noon. Two families in Chatham now have a place to officially call home thanks to the Habitat for Humanity Chatham-Kent. The keys to the multi-unit home on Houston Street were handed over to the Farron family this morning at a key-turning ceremony event. The new build is the organization's first multi-unit home in Chatham-Kent. A second family, a single mom and her two children, will be moving into a second unit on Houston Street in the coming months. The Lambton-Kent Middlesex by-election is a mere 3 days away. The elected candidate will step into the role after Monty McNaughton left politics last fall. If you're still not sure on who to vote for, a candidate Q&A can be found up on our website at cknewstoday.ca. And tomorrow is the deadline to file your taxes. The Canada Revenue Agency says they're still waiting for millions of returns ahead of the deadline. Those who file late may be hit with a penalty of 5% of your balance owing. In sports, the Tigers begin a series against the Cardinals tonight at Comerica Park, and the Blue Jays host Kansas City. In the Stanley Cup playoffs, Florida can eliminate Tampa Bay in Game 5 tonight, while Vegas and Dallas meet for Game 4. And in the NBA playoffs, there are two Game 4s with Boston at Miami and Oklahoma City at New Orleans. Denver could eliminate the Lakers in Game 5. Now for the forecast, cloudy tonight and down to 15 overnight. Morning showers possible tomorrow, then partly sunny and up to 20. Clear and down to 7 tomorrow night. I'm Miller Hill. For more on these and other stories, visit cknewstoday.ca.